I don't need to just hear about it and read a few times. I need to know this because what I know by revelation, I walk in power. What I know by revelation, I walk in victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's one thing to know something in my head, but it's another thing to have a revelation of it in my heart. Woo, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Glory to God. The Amplified Bible, that fifth verse says, for if we have become one with him by sharing a death like his, did you hear it? If we have become one with him by sharing a death like his, we shall also be one with him in sharing a resurrection by a new life lived by God. Woo, glory to God. If y'all don't get happy, I'm going to shout by myself. Hallelujah! Paul had, that was one thing that stood out in Paul's life. His one aspiration of his life. Look at Philippians chapter 3. Hi. Oh, glory to God. Hey. Look at it. You got it up there, Philippians chapter 3? It's coming. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. Philippians 3 and 8. Yea, doubtless. Amplified says, yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the possession. And the King James says, yea, doubtless, I count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Everything, I got rid of, I mean, he said, I count everything. Paul knew a lot of stuff. Highly educated. Had a good standing with the Sanhedrin Council and all those hierarchies. Got a letter from them. They gave him permission to go to the master. Didn't they do it? But he said, out of all this influence and all of this knowledge that I had in that religious world, I count every bit of it lost. I don't try to remember it. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to hear about it. Just get it out of my faith because I want the knowledge of God. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know what happened to me. I want to know. I want to know what it's like. I want to know him. And here's a man that have written half of the New Testament, but his cry, I want to know him. My. Look what he said. I count it all lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I suffer the loss of all things. I suffer the loss of all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Amplified says, of the priceless privilege, the overwhelming preciousness and surpassing worth and the supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and of progressively becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, of perceiving and recognizing and understanding him more fully and clearly. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? For his sake, I lost everything and consider it all just to be rubbish, refused, dread, in order that I may gain Christ, the anointed one. Oh, some people hold on to stuff. That's why I won't hold on, Lord Jesus. I won't hold on to nothing. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you said about me. I don't care what somebody said. I don't care how long they've done. I let it go. I don't want it. I don't want it. And I don't have time to be offended. I don't have time to hold on to that. That stuff robbed me of the glorious presence of God, the blessing, the goodness of the love of God flowing in me, causing me to walk in victory and walk in power every day of my life. When I hold on to it, robbed me of relationship, finances, peace, and joy. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I will not have it. I walk in peace. I walk in victory. I walk in obedience to the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm not trying to make an impression on anybody. I'm trying, my one aspiration, that I may know him, that I may please him, that I may recognize that I am his and he is mine, that I have everything and know how to possess everything. Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whoo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Father. He went on to say, still reading from the Amplified, the ninth verse. Listen to what he said. And that I may actually be found, that I may actually be found and known as in him. That other word, I may get the revelation that I'm found by God and I'm known by God and I'm in God. And God is in me. What did John say? If you abide in me and my words, what? Abide in you. That means you can ask what you want because you're known by God. You know what's wrong. You know what's yours. You know what's right. You know what's rightfully yours. And you can ask for it and you know you get it. Because 1 John 5:14-15 said, we know if we ask anything, not something, anything, how? According to his will. We know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know we have the petition that we desire of him. Amen. And so he said, listen to this, not having any self-achieved righteousness. That's what messes up some folks. They so righteous in themselves. Self, they did it themselves. Huh? That can be called my own based on my obedience to the law's demand, ritualistic. On uprightness and suppose right standing with God. And you know, we got a lot of people like that think they got, just because they practice their religion, they think they got right standing with God. That stuff don't count. My dad said, ain't worth a hill of bean in a 40-acre field. You get more out of a hill of bean in a 40-acre field than you will that. And so if you didn't get it, so I'll explain so you can get it. All right. Suppose right standing with God, huh? Uprightness, suppose right standing with God, thus acquired, but listen, but doing what? Possessing that genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ. Hallelujah. That this genuine righteousness, that how it comes through faith in Christ. Woo. It comes out through faith in Christ, the anointed one, the truly right standing with God, which comes from God by saving faith. It came through faith. I've been made to righteousness of God. I got a revelation of it now. That should be your first thing you go after to find out, get a revelation inside of you. I'm the righteousness of God. Everything been made right. Everything between God and me, God had made it right. Did you hear what I said? I mean, not something. everything between God and me has been made right. Yeah.